let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Shocking headline several weeks ago in the Washington Post. Who owns your medical data? Most likely not you. Your hospital, doctor records, lab and radiology test, genetic information, even the actual tissue removed during a biopsy or other surgical procedure. According to the story, the owner, not you. From Facebook to Google to what you buy and your location, most every entity collects your personal data. Corporations and marketers then make billions off that data. Seems like everyone is making money off your personal information except you. Well, that's about to change. Humanity.co is the company behind the movement to enable people to control their own data and be compensated if they give permission to a third party to use it. To explain this movement to empower people to claim their and control their own data as their own property is Richie Etwaru, business executive, author, global keynote speaker, adjunct professor, patent holder, and advisor to venture capitalists, startups, governments, academia, a specialist in the next era of commerce termed trusted commerce. In fact, he's called the patron saint of trusted commerce, giving us the power to control our own data. Richie Etwaru with us on This Week in America. Richie, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It is such an important topic. And first of all, do you think we even realize that we've given up ownership of our personal data to all these entities out there?
Well, that's the issue, right? It sort of crept up on us.
Yes.
When we first started, it wasn't a big deal, right? My Facebook status in exchange for connecting with my neighbor, not that big of a deal. But today, it's a $200 billion market, and we're not cut into the deal. That's an important part of the marketplace for us to have a seat at the table. If you just think about that from a reference standpoint, $200 billion is the size of the annual GDP of the country of Greece. And this is only getting bigger and bigger. So we think the time is right now to play out this pattern where we can take something that should be ours and classify it as ours legally.
We may think, okay, it's just us. They make billions of dollars off a whole number of people that they put together. My information probably isn't worth that much. I'm reading in your website, you say that our individual electronic medical history, for example, can be sold for hundreds of dollars to multiple owners in different markets across the world multiple times a year. We're talking about some significant money, aren't we?
It's a big deal, right? And a lot of times we don't know exactly what happens, right? If you think about healthcare data, for example, right? You walk into a doctor's office, you sign that form that says the doctor could treat you. What a lot of us don't know, and many times the doctors don't know, is that the software companies that writes the software that the doctors use to collect our ailments and records about our medical history, those companies take those medical records, they de-identify it, which means they remove a couple of private fields off of it, and then they sell hundreds of millions of those into a marketplace, right? That's $67 billion, just the healthcare data annually. Now, our privacy may be protected, granted, HIPAA is, you know, sort of expiring. HIPAA was written at a time when there was only 100 websites in the world. But the use of our property is the issue under question. And $67 billion, we definitely want to have a seat at that table.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning, this is about to change. Talk about the My31 app, how it works, what's there, and how this really gives us, for the first time, title to our digital data.
So we call it the My31 app because what we've done is we've bubbled this up into a human right, right? If you think about how this pattern plays out over time, this pattern of taking ownership of something that belongs to our species has played out twice before. It played out in the 1600s around our creativity, right, where we got intellectual property laws around
yes.
our music and our art, et cetera. Then it played out in the 1800s around our labor, where we got labor laws. We're playing out the same pattern again. When you download the My31 app and you claim your data as your property, it's a simple UI UX. What we do behind the scenes is we act as a title company, and we give you a title for your data so that you can treat it as your property, similar to how you have your house and you have a title for your house, or you have your car and you have a title for your car. We give you a title for your data. Then you can set your preferences about how you would like your data to be respected. For example, you can set your preferences that I don't want my data to be used at all, and we will collect those preferences. You can set your preferences that says, I only want my data to be used for good. right, maybe to discover the cure for cancer. Or your preferences could be, my data is being used right now. I'm okay with it continuing to be used. I'll give my explicit consent for it to be used so that these companies can operate above board. As you can imagine, most of these companies want to operate above board now,
yes,
given the current news cycles. But in exchange, I have to be paid. We take those preferences, and we go off to those companies who do collect your data, who do buy your data and sell your data, and we notify and negotiate with them on your behalf. And if cash is what you set in your preferences, we collect that cash and pass it back to you.
And the My31 app, I understand, very easily downloaded.
Easily. On the Apple App Store, you search for hashtag MY31, so My31, My 31st Human Right, right? Or in the Google Play Store, hashtag My31. You download the app, you join the movement, and what you're really getting into is fair trade data, right? If you've ever heard of fair trade coffee, this is fair trade data.
We're talking about taking back control of your own data. Richie Atwaru is with us on the program. The company is humanity.co. Information at the website, and again, we'll tell you how you can go. It's very easy to download the app. I'm sure people are thinking, you know, I've probably given more people than I realize access and the ability, permission to do whatever they want with my personal data. How easy is that to rescind? Do I have to go back to all of these people and contact them, or how does that work?
So when we collect, when you set your preferences with us, we start one industry at a time, right? And a lot of times these industries, it's not like there's 2,000 different companies that are collecting and selling your data. A lot of times 80% of it is somewhere between a couple of dozen companies. So we work with those large companies, we notify them of your preferences, and we negotiate on your behalf. It's important that we get to critical mass, right? If six
yes.
of us alone are doing this for 600, yeah, we'll probably get it. It'll take a little bit of time to get it done. But if 6 million of us are on the other side of the table and we have a seat at the table, it's going to happen much faster.
How long does it take for us to regain control and then to maybe start making some money off of our own data?
So we notify in batches. When you download the app and you set your preferences right away, your preferences are captured, and within 6 months, we will group you into a batch and start that negotiation. The notification of your preferences happens immediately. That negotiation can take a couple of months. As we start to get critical mass, obviously it's going to take shorter and shorter time for us to get there. That's why we call it a movement, right? This is one of those things where it has sort of crept up on us, and it's an improper fraction right now. And we have the opportunity here to stop it before it gets too big. And we need people to join into this movement so that we can get to the critical mass we need.
And what's interesting, if I'm understanding correctly, when I download the My31 app, I'm not only helping myself, but because of this critical mass issue, I'm helping other people all around the world to regain power over their own data.
It's absolutely right. Everyone has an opportunity to benefit here. And, you know, this is really, really interesting, because if you think about the last two strategic commodities that created wealth in the world, salt and oil, right? A few people made money from salt, and only a few people are making money from oil today. But data, which is the strategic commodity of our lifetime, is owned by everyone. Whether you're young, you're old, right, you're red or you're blue, you've got data, and it has value. So this is one of those things where we really have to think about the future of how we engage with companies here and what data means to us.
Got about 30 seconds left. You're starting with healthcare data, but then you'll expand, as I understand, from there to all of our personal data.
Correct. We'll be doing the same thing for our geolocation data, for our financial services data, which, as you probably know, is a big part of the credit reporting business right now, and other data sets, as well as we'll be expanding geographically. Today, we're focused in the U.S. and on healthcare data, and we would certainly like to see more people in the U.S. download the app, join the movement, and get into fair trade data.
It's very simple to do. It's the My31 app. And once again, tell us how we can download this, because it's very simple to do.
Very simple. Go to the Apple App Store on your iPhone or the Google Play Store on your Android device. Search for hashtag My31. You download the app. It walks you through a beautiful experience. Very simple. You will get your title for your data immediately with a unique ID. You can set your preferences immediately, and then you will be notified as we start to negotiate with companies on your behalf for your preferences.
And, of course, information at their website, huhu-matinee.co. And you can link on to all of that directly to download the app by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Richie, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.